fund students, not systems. Let's get it in Tennessee.
It's the Mega Man, and nah, that doesn't stand for hate. Nah. We're just saying it's time for education to be great.
Hello, everyone. This is Make Education Great Again. I'm your host, Chris Morris. Today's topic, Tennessee governor pushes long-blocked school voucher program effective immediately in the state of Tennessee, my home state. And we got more dominoes starting to fall. It started in Arizona that has basically the template for how to do it from sea to shining sea, as far as I'm concerned. And now we got states like Virginia. We got states like West Virginia, I should say, states like Tennessee. And now we're going to start getting things through the legal blockades that have been up front. Let's go ahead and get into today's article, and I'll try to sum it on up here. So take a look right here. This is from Fox News, so it's making national headlines. It was on July 14th. Tennessee governor pushes long block school voucher program immediately. It says the program will provide eligible families for $7,000 in public tax dollars on private schooling, private school tuition and pre-approved expenses. If you look right here, it says Bill League, the governor of Tennessee, will immediately begin pushing the significant school choice program after being thwarted for almost 3 years. Lee released an announcement on Wednesday after a judge lifted an injunction that had prevented it from being implemented. Today, the court removed the final roadblock to getting Memphis and Nashville. So that's where it's starting, in these two kind of like pilot cities, and hopefully it'll go statewide. But it's starting in Memphis and Nashville to get families additional options for high quality education, Lee said. Starting today, we're going to work to help eligible parents enroll this school year as we ensure Tennessee families have the opportunity to choose the school that they believe is best for their child, he continued. It says right here, the Republican governor said the Tennessee Department of Education will make educational savings accounts, which is what I personally am super excited about, or ESAs, available online soon. Now, how soon, I don't know, but that's what they say. ESAs, or educational savings accounts, in Tennessee, they're going to provide eligible families for up to $7,000 in public tax funds on private schooling tuition and other pre-approved expenses, such as tutoring, such as like homeschool resources. The goal was to enroll up to 5,000 students in that first year, potentially reaching as many as 15,000 students in the fifth year. I hope it can go a little quicker than that, but hey, anything, any advance is an advance. The program was pushed as Lee's signature legislation on the campaign trail and was to start during its first year in office in the fall of 2020, but of course you know how 2020 worked out. However, after the legislation faced legal battles, it was approved in 2019 Supreme Court ruling. Knowing how quickly the program could be rolled out was indeed a challenge, and it's still a challenge right now. The experts say a program with the complexities of vouchers can't be rolled out quickly. Private schools have application deadlines months before the school year starts, often in April or May, in order to make hiring decisions about the summer. The state also needs to receive and review approved applications for potentially thousands of families, according to Chalkbeat. Officials proposed to launch a program in the 2023-24 school year and were hesitant to make a promise that had a quicker timeline in case they weren't able to fulfill it. But the American Federation of Children, Tennessee State Director John Patton, he told Fox News Digital that it's an important victory for families in Tennessee who desperately need and deserve high-quality educational options. The bureaucrats and the defenders of the status quo unnecessarily delayed the program that will deliver life-changing opportunities to the children of our state, Patton said. So I'm going to pause it right there. You can read the article, and I'll leave a link to it in the comments in the description below. But pay attention to this, folks. This, more people are starting to talk about this, and we need to spearhead this move. This is a common sense. You've got to fund the people who love the child the most. And you got to fund the people who know the child the most. You're not really going to do what's loving by the kid unless you're funding people who know the kid as intimately as a parent. There's nobody who can even touch that. And so they know that this kid's introverted, this kid has you know, responds well to this kind of personality type, to this doctrine. They're paying attention to these things like the eye of a hawk. And so you've got to fund them. They know how best to use those dollars. And it's frankly what has to happen to create a climate where people compete for the educational right to pursue those children. All right. If you compete, you're going to have quality. If you don't have to compete, quality goes down. You get entitled, and therefore the kid loses at the end of the day. That's just what it is. So in other news, I want to go ahead and bring it back to another article. Let me see if I can bring this on board real quickly. I'm going to change the screen up so you can see this. But anyway, there's another interesting article that I'm going to leave in the comments below, and I might do another video that kind of details this one a little bit more. But it says, teacher unions are why more parents want school choice. The nuts and bolts of this article is talking about how, you know, after the 2020 debacle and after so many schools and student unions pushed to just shut down and just not have it, basically parents looked down and said, well, if y'all don't think public education teacher union is essential and we don't need to have class, then maybe you have proven to me that you aren't essential. And so what they're saying is ever since 2020 and the pandemic, there's been such a rise in homeschooling and private schooling and public school enrollment has dipped. It used to be that 3% of families were homeschooling, and now it's jumped up to 11%. One of the more interesting demographics is in Black households, that homeschooling numbers have just skyrocketed. So if you look right here, I'm going to read a little bit of it. Let's see. August 2021, yeah, area schools have been closed last year. The head of the United Teachers Los Angeles said, let's see, there's no such thing as a learning loss, she claimed. It's okay that our babies may not have learned all their times tables. They learn resilience. They learn survival. They learn critical thinking skills. They know the difference between a riot and a protest. That's more important than times tables, that they know the difference between a riot and a protest. They know words like insurrection and coup. I kind of don't agree with this, but, you know, and that's just putting it lightly. Parents who are also getting an education, they claim shortly thereafter, the LA United School District reported losing more than 27,000 students from enrollment members during the 2021 school year, exacerbating a slow decline that has been going on for decades. The pace of decline has accelerated since the pandemic, a phenomenon officials were struggling to explain, but it's actually quite easy to explain. People see that you don't even think that you're essential, so we have decided as parents that, nah, you know, you're not really essential. So here's what I was saying earlier. A 2021 Census Bureau showed homeschooling numbers jumped from, it was just, like I said, 3%. If you see that right there, 3% of U.S. students were homeschooled in the spring of 2020, and now it's up to 11%. That's more than three times, almost four times as many people homeschooling than were the case before 2020. Black parents in particular chose homeschooling more often, with the proportion of homeschoolers in the demographic increasing fivefold. So look at that. So it's a little less than fourfold overall, but in the Black demographic, it's fivefold. It's amazing. Many parents who were able to find or afford a spot for their kids in private schools that stayed open during the pandemic did just that. And so anyway, I might feature this again. You can read a little bit more. I'll leave a link to it in the description of this video as well. But I just wanted to just kind of share that with you guys, the victories. We got to keep talking about it. It makes no sense to deny this. You can't say you're for children and at the same time for funding a system that fails children and not funding people, the parents, the ones who know the kid the most, to love the kid the most. That is how you do right by kids. I'm sorry. It's just what it is. You're going to put pressure on a bad system to actually have to get its act together, work out its kinks if it wants to survive. And therefore, all kids from sea to shining sea will get a better quality education because you got the whole community competing to put together the best product for the kid, which means the better education is going to happen, which means we save this nation. We can't continue to have this. The plurality of this society, some people think it's okay to have drag queens do some sort of demonstration for our elementary kids. Some people think that's probably a bad idea. You shouldn't be talking about such things at such a low developmental stage in a kid's life. You know what I mean? Some people think one thing. Some people think a dramatic other. So why not give everybody choice? You want to do something weird with your kid? You got the choice. You want to save your kids, protect your kids, shelter them, teach them morals? You got the choice. I mean, let's just let people have choices. Okay. It just kind of makes sense in these crazy times. So anyway, that's just what I have to say on this video. As always, like, subscribe, share, click the notification bell for more content and analysis. If you like what I heard, you got a link to my PayPal, my Cash App, if you'd like to support the cause. Don't forget that we have new Mega merch available at the MegaMan3CreatorSpring.com website. You can get a t-shirt, fun students, not systems. You can catch me on Rumble. You can catch me on Odyssey. I appreciate you guys. Make sure that you are speaking up about this, doing your part, or however you feel led, praying during these times, knowing that this is a battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and high things that rule in the heavenly realms. But you, as a blood-bought child of the King, if that's who you are, if you believe in Jesus Christ and the gospel, you have authority to tear down strongholds. You don't do it by necessarily yelling and doing it out of works of the flesh, but through prayer in the spirit, you can pull down the strong man. We can pull down the strong man right now over education. So I'm going to pray that real quick before we end the video. And then we're going to end it and we're going to wrap it on up. So in Jesus' name, I just want to come to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for how far you brought me and your patience and the grace. And Lord, it's not by my efforts. It's not by any works of the flesh, but it's always by your spirit. So Lord, in Jesus' name, I just pray that that send out the angels to march forth and that freedom reigns and that school choice and choice. It's all about choice. You've always given us a choice. You've always said, I set before you life and death. Choose life that you and your descendants might live. And so in Jesus' name, I just come and I want to stand in the gap right now and choose life for our nation's students. Choose life, choose freedom, choose the ability to go the direction that they decided it in their heart that they need to go toward and not be forced to do something that is counter against your will. And that, Lord, you just give people courage, and that this just message just completely gets out, and that we just tear down the strongholds that have kept our kids captive and are suffocating them. We want life, and life abundantly for the next generation. So anyway, that's all I got to say on this one. I'll catch you on the next one. Till the wheels fall off, baby. Peace.
It's the Mega Man, and nah, that doesn't stand for hate. Nah. We're just saying it's time for education to be great. And if we keep on doing everything that we've been doing, it will no longer be our freedom that we're pursuing. It's